Chapter 87, Christ's Triumphal Entry into Heaven. The time had come for Christ to ascend to his Father's throne as a divine conqueror. After his resurrection, he tarried on earth for a season, that his disciples might become familiar with him in his glorified body. Now he was ready for the leave-taking. His disciples need no longer associate him with the tomb. They could think of him as glorified before the heavenly universe. As the place of ascension, Jesus chose the spot so often hallowed by his presence while he dwelt among men, the Mount of Olives. Its groves and glens had been consecrated by his prayers and tears. In the Garden of Gethsemane at its foot he had prayed and agonized alone. On its summit his feet will rest when he shall come again as a glorious king, while Hebrew hallelujahs mingle with Gentile hosannas, and a mighty host shall swell the acclamation, crown him Lord of all. Now with the 11 disciples Jesus made his way toward the mountain. As they passed through the gate of Jerusalem, many wondering eyes looked on the little company, led by one whom a few weeks before the rulers had crucified. The disciples knew not that this was to be their last interview with the Master. Jesus spent the time in conversation with them, repeating his former instruction. As they approached Gethsemane, he paused. He looked on the vine by which he had represented the union of his church with himself and his Father. Again he repeated the truths he had then unfolded. In the world for 33 years, Christ had endured scorn, insult, and mockery. He had been rejected and crucified. Now, as he reviewed the ingratitude of the people he came to save, would he withdraw from them his sympathy and love? No, his promise is, "I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." On reaching the Mount of Olives, Jesus led the way across the summit to the vicinity of Bethany. Here he paused, and the disciples gathered about him. He looked lovingly on them. He upbraided them not for their faults and failures. Words of deep tenderness were the last that fell from the lips of their Lord. With hands outstretched in blessing, as if in assurance of his protecting care, he slowly ascended from among them, drawn heavenward by a power stronger than any earthly attraction. As he passed upward, the disciples strained for the last glimpse of their ascending Lord. A cloud of glory hid him, and the words came back as the cloudy chariot of angels received him, "I am with you alway." At the same time there floated down to them the sweetest and most joyous music from the angel choir.